Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Isaiah chapter 18. One of the shorter chapters in this venerable prophecy. Isaiah chapter 18, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God. Woe to the land shadowing with wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, that send ambassadors by the sea, even in vessels of bulrushes upon waters, saying, Go, ye swift messengers, to a nation scattered and peeled, to a people terrible from their beginning hitherto, a nation meted out and trodden down, whose land the rivers have spoiled. All ye inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see ye when he lifteth up an ensign on the mountains, and when he bloweth a trumpet, hear ye. For so the Lord said unto me, I will take my rest, and I will consider in my dwelling place like a clear heat upon herbs, and like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. For afore the harvest, when the bud is perfect, and the sour grape is ripening in the flower, he shall both cut off the sprigs with pruning hooks, and take away and cut down the branches. They shall be left together unto the fowls of the mountains, and to the beasts of the earth, and the fowls shall summer upon them, and all the beasts of the earth shall winter upon them. In that time shall the present be brought unto the Lord of hosts of a people scattered and peeled, and from a people terrible from their beginning hitherto, a nation meted out and trodden underfoot, whose land the rivers have spoiled, to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts, the Mount Zion. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. Well, perhaps not one of the clearest passages in Isaiah. There are some places in Isaiah that are very clear. Commentators are somewhat divided on this passage. I like what Dr. Young has to say about it, and I think that he has the right view, although he does disagree with some other faithful men. But both Dr. Alexander and Dr. Young are in agreement that the people scattered and peeled, very difficult translation, but I believe the words should be translated tall and smooth. How do you get tall and smooth from scattered and peeled? I know, it's difficult, isn't it? But the word scattered really means not scattered like left and right and in every direction, but scattered like long. Okay, scattered in that way. In other words, stretched out. So a people stretched out, or maybe a people who in their strength stretch themselves out, or stretch themselves metaphorically, then they are tall. And then peeled, smooth. And this comports with a people that is living somewhere near the rivers of Ethiopia. The Ethiopian area. And remember, this may be a little bit comical to you, but let's just think for a moment and recognize that the Bible recognizes distinctions between races of people. When we think of Middle Easterners, do we think of a people tall and smooth? Well, no, we don't. We think of a people short, squatty, and hairy. That's true. That's what we think of when we think of Middle Easterners. But when we think of Africans, what do we think of? Do we think of a people short, squatty, and hairy? Well, no. Sometimes we think of a people tall and smooth, don't we? Relatively hairless compared to some of the folks that are in the Middle East. And this is what I think is being said here, that the Lord is calling a people. It's very interesting the way the passage flows. He calls a people tall and smooth to come, and they come as ambassadors. And they come to rise up against the Assyrians oh, the Assyrians are going to weaken Judah, and so maybe it will be our land. Notice the Lord stands upon the mountain in this passage. He sets up an ensign and He's calling all the peoples in. But He calls them in for their destruction. And so this people from the other side of the river, from Ethiopia, or from the regions in and around Ethiopia, a people tall and smooth, called into Judah as ambassadors to stand up against that overarching branch. And who's the overarching branch? Who's that spreading out vine? That's Assyria. And so here come the people of the west over the rivers and into Jerusalem, into Judea as ambassadors, thinking perhaps we might have some profit here. We might come in and oppose the king of Assyria. After all, he's stretched out like a vine. It may be difficult for him to come and to maintain his kingdom here. But notice the Lord rises up and says, oh, before that vine gives bud, I'll cut it back. Before that vine comes to fruition, I'll lop off the branches thereof. And in lopping off the branches of that vine, what will remain? The fowls of heaven will summer upon the fruits of it. And the beasts of the field will winter upon that which is chopped off. And so the Lord declares that He will indeed take care of that overarching vine. He doesn't need a people to come from the west. He doesn't need a people tall and smooth to come in and take care of Assyria. He'll do that. Well, then what will become of those that are beyond the river in Ethiopia? They will turn to the Lord. Did you see the last portion of the chapter? In that time shall the present be brought unto the Lord of hosts of a people scattered and peeled, and of a people terrible from their beginning hitherto. A nation meted out and trodden underfoot, whose land the rivers have spoiled, to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts, the Mount Zion. What an amazing passage. And so we have, and especially as we follow on with chapter 19, remember we have to go back all the way to Genesis chapter 10. Even before then, Genesis chapter 9. What takes place in Genesis chapter 9? What happens to the continent of Africa in Genesis chapter 9 and 10? We see that it is a continent under judgment. That it is a continent accursed of the Lord. But notice what is happening here. And Isaiah, I believe, is speaking of the days of Messiah prophetically, ultimately, that even from beyond the river in Ethiopia, a people trodden underfoot, a people who's terrible from the beginning, a people tall and smooth, they will be brought as presents unto the Lord of hosts. So what is Isaiah 18 telling us? Isaiah is telling us that even that people under judgment, even that people from the land of Ham, will indeed come in the days of Messiah. Ultimately, in the kingdom of Messiah, they too will be brought unto the Lord. And that this near fulfillment of what the Lord will do almost immediately, the lopping off of the branches of Assyria, is a part of the Lord subduing the nations unto Himself. So He is subduing not only Assyria, but all of those out west as well, across the Arabian Peninsula into the continent of Africa, a continent that was known once to be a continent under judgment. And we see this even greater in the next chapter. And let me just mention it here, and we'll talk about it later, where at the end of chapter 19, the Lord brings together Egypt and Assyria and Israel. And He brings them all together as His people. He's talking ultimately about the days of Messiah. And that's what we see here in chapter 18 as well. Let's stand and call upon the Lord in prayer then.